head of the queue. Thousands of CityLink workers were shafted when the courier company folded without warning over Christmas, with the government picking up the tab for redundancy payments. Another 1,000 self-employed and agency workers were also sacked, with some self-employed drivers owed more than £20,000. However, while these workers are likely to find themselves at the back of the queue for payment, Rentokil Initial, which sold CityLink for £1 in 2013, will scoop a multi-million payout when the courier firm's assets are sold. Worse off. Austerity, we are all in it together is the government's unconvincing slogan. But according to the Institute for Fiscal Studies, the poorest UK households have suffered the most from the Tory/Lib Dems coalition welfare cuts and tax rises. The average household is now £1,127 a year worse off since 2010. The income of the lowest 10% of earners fell by 4%, whereas the richest 10% suffered a 2.6% drop. Lauding it. If readers believe that feudalism was swept aside during the English Revolution, then think again. 84,000 manorial rights claims were issued to homeowners, including freehold properties, in the last 2 years. These claims allow lords of the manor to mine underneath their land, to hunt, shoot and fish on the property, and even to stage fairs. In October 2013, 500 households in Welwyn Garden City received notices telling them that Lord Sainsbury, former Tory leader in the Lords and supermarket owner, had registered claims to manorial rights over their properties,